Mayona Moisite, Lessons from the Lave, special Shunabet Lave L'Chayal, Yom Kippur edition, not to scare you too much, but we have the pleasure of having the entire, kind of, Shunabet Lave L'Chayal with us, and I want to give you a message. This was the only day to do the message. I wanted to do it next week. Doesn't work out. Hopefully you'll be able to take the message. The message is very special to my heart for two reasons. Three reasons, maybe, but really two reasons. Reason number one, I'm going to give you a chiddush from my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, from his Sefer Perech Mata Aron. I heard part of this in his shir. That was the second of the three. This is a wonderful Sefer, his first Sefer that he came out with on the Rambam. You can read it after. Yeah, it's special to me. Yeah, okay. Anyway, and this was the chiddush that my son told over at his bar mitzvah, but exactly 1 week ago. Right before I started the tape, the wonderful Rav Jake asked me, he said, I listened to your son's speech, which is a chiddush, you know, like who listens to speeches nowadays? And he said, where is it written? And I said, I'm about to say it right now. So hopefully you will take this message with you to Yom Kippur. My son spoke about it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's matim for both, but especially during this time, and maybe we could take something together with us. Rav Aaron speaks out, as briskers do, a Rambam. And the Rambam says, can you hear in the back?
Yeah.
You want to come? You could come in if you want. You can bring the chairs in. You can feel comfortable. Yeah, there's plenty of room. Come on, guys, come on. I know it's your shear, but bring, it's like, don't be scared. I don't have rabies. I bite, but I don't have rabies. So, the Rambam writes in Perek Bet. Perek Beis, Mehilchas, Tshuva, of course, Halacha Beis, Umahi HaTshuva. Push it. Everybody knows that during a Aseres Mei Tshuva, you're supposed to learn all of Hilchos Tshuva. But if you have learned nothing, here it is. Here is, in my day, we had something called the Cliff Notes. Nowadays, we have something called Google, just right. And you find out what the book is about. Here's the Cliff Notes. Here's the notes of what is Tshuva. Sheyazov achet. Shkoyach. Right? Don't do it anymore. Hatshuva sheyazov hachote cheto. The sinner should not do the sin anymore. V'yisurim machshavato, take it away from his mind. V'yigmor belibo, shelo yaseod, and he should make a statement in his heart that he's done. He's not doing the sin anymore. Shelo yaseod. Habitoy, right, is the word, Rav Aaron says, the word of words is v'yisurim machshavato. Erase it from your mind. You sinned, done. Stop thinking about it. Tzarech Bir, says Rav Aaron. Really? Hello, HaRambam. The Rambam himself writes in Perek Bet Halacha Chet, same Perek, Ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, She'averu She'atorah Aleihem B'Yom HaKippurim. The Averus that we have to do tshuva on says Zvadu B'Aleihem B'Yom HaKippurim, She'avar Im Chazar, the whole point of Yom Kippur is to focus on the sins that we've done and do tshuva for them, if we haven't already. You have to return to the Ribono Shalom. The Rambam says in his halacha here that a person has to remember the sins that he's done, and on Yom Kippur, do tshuva for them. Zok Rav Aaron is a steward between the Rambam and the Rambam, and it's even worse because it's the Rambam in his own Perek Bet. But Yisir Mevach Shoto. How can you take it out of your mind? When one Rambam says, take the sin out of your mind. Don't bog down in the sin. And it's psychologically, this seems to make a lot of sense. We do this a lot in our lives. God doesn't like me. God hates me. God doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Why should I go to Yom Kippur davening? All the terrible things that I've done. Rambam says, forget about it. You did tshuva, you're done. Once you did tshuva, it's a crazy thought, but once Yom Kippur is done, yes, you should know what your pitfalls are, right? You shouldn't fall into the pitfall, and you shouldn't say, you know, you should set the gedarim not to do the sin again, but don't think about the sin anymore. But the same Rambam writes that a person has to think about the sins that he's done. So, quite obviously, the question is, which one is it? Says Rav Aaron. Pasha. If he's chozer misvad aleihem, that means that he's thinking about it. So then he says, must be like this.
B'nir Levar, al pi masha kosov ha-rambam b'perek bet halacha dalet.
He says, okay, we're like Perek Bet's like the theme for today.
Midarcher tshuva liyos heishiv so'ek tamid. The way that you do tshuva is to scream. Lifnei Hashem bebechi, with crying b'tachnunim. V'yosit staka kifi kolcho, you should give staka. Umitra chek harbe min hadavar shecha, to go far away from the bad thing that you did. Umishana shema, change your name. Kalomar ani acher.
That wasn't me. That's somebody else. That's Daniel. I'm Dov Menachem.
V'ani oisa, right? I'm not that person. Ani acher v'eni, eineni oso ha'isha oso oisa ma'asim. That's not me. That's childish.
That was so Shana Aleph. I'm Shana Bet now. I don't do those things.
U'mishana ma'asim kulam l'toiva u'lidas yishara. V'golu l'mokim shagolu m'fart.
And he doesn't. What's this makor? Right? Anybody that knows anything about the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, the Rambam writes his Hakdama. You guys would love this. He says, okay, you don't have to learn Gemara anymore. You don't have to learn Gemara. Just read my Mishneh Torah. I got everything in it. It never worked. There's no Shana Aleph program that, you know, is with the Brisker Yeshiva. No Gemara. Just Rambam. All day Rambam. But that's what he writes, the Rambam. Rambam didn't make up the Salacha. Where'd he get it from? Ah! He got it from Aaron Mordechai Hartstein's Siyum, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, which obviously Aaron knew, and he asked his kasha, but not get into this. Okay, he says like this: V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dala Dvarim, Makirin Gazar Dinam Shalada.
You got to know this. There are four things that are going to change your life. They're going to take the Gazar Din and rip it up. What are they?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
No, I'll tell you now.
How can you live not knowing them?
Eluheim, Staka, Sa'aka, Shini Hashem,
V'Shinai Maisa. Basically what the Rambam said over here.
Give Staka, call out to God, scream out to God, change your name, and change the thing that you did. V'arei Bir HaKesef Misha, Zuck the Kesef Misha on the Rambam over there. Mishana Shemo.
So what do you mean you should change your name? Is that really true? Right, we know this by a cholo sometimes. We've met cholim before, or we've doubted for a chola. All of a sudden, they add a chaim to their name. It's happened before. It's a thing. No, that's not what he says.
Enoch pshuta, says the Kesef Mishnah. She Yosef Shem Acher. All of a sudden, she's Sprinzel, and she changes to Fatima Sprinzel. No, we don't say that. She Yosef Shem Acher, Ella, She Yachlit Bilibo. Behachlit Gamor. With great confidence, you say, what?
I'm not that person. I'm not 12th grade. I'm not Shana Aleph. Whatever. Pick your name. I don't want to pick anybody out of the... I don't know your name. So,
Ve'enois ha'ish.
Erez, right?
Ve'enois ha'ish. V'im kein kavonas ha'rambam makes sense. What does it mean? V'yichsiru mimachshavato, take it out of your mind. Mimachshavato, he she'afu pishalach he kirebi elos ben Yaakov. So you have to remember tamid b'svada love, and he's to do tshuva for it. B'yom haKippurim she'avar mikol makam ein ze omer chas v'shalom shetzarch lichshov shegadol oino miniso.
Famous thing. Kavu avano miniso.
I can't. What is the point of Yom Kippur?
The point of Yom Kippur for the people who sit in the front, right? Where I used to sit, right? The people who sit in the front. It's for those people, right? The Rav Boazes and the Rav Benjus and the Rav Citrons of the world, the Rav Sivas of the world, they have like five or six things they did wrong the whole year. That's what Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's for them, not for me, sitting all the way in the back.
Do you know how many Averis they have? Rav Aaron says, no, you have a sheen of shame. You're not who you were before. Adaraba, Tzarech Lichshov, She'af Alpi, even though I did, She'avona Higadol Me'od, I did great sins. He knows you. Rav Aaron knows you. Aval Hi Ish Acher, Legamri, I'm a different person. That's not who I am anymore. So that's the ultimate form of tshuva. That's not who I am. Hey, I hate to say this to you. The boys sitting in the front, I could call them that. They might only have five, six Averis, but they keep doing those Averis all the time, and you don't do that anymore. That's not me anymore. I don't do that. What's the chiddush over here? It's a huge chiddush. In another shir, Rav Aaron took, and this is, you know, not in the Bar Mitzvah Drasha, but you're old enough to be taught this now. Rav Aaron says something great. Everybody knows the famous, everybody likes to quote it during this time of the year. If you're getting a drasha, you got to quote. Gemara in Kedushin. Right? You go up to Tiferet. You're Shana Bet now. So, I don't know, maybe it's Mutter now. And you go there. And you see Sprinzel. And you like Sprinzel. And now you're a new person. Now you're like on the level. You could marry a Tiferet girl now. Yeah, you're Shana Bet. I'm gonna have a gun soon. You have to marry me. So you're Makadisher and you say, right? You bring your two really close friends, who are not Pasul Beidus, so they're from another Yishuv. You bring two of your close friends. No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm just kidding. And you bring them and you say, Hireyat Nikudeshedli Lo Betabazu. You don't have any money. Come on. So what do you say? Amanash Ani Tzadik. Because she knows you. She remembers what high school you went to. Everybody knows that nickname that you used to have. And you're like, no, that's not me. I'm a tzaddik now. But guess what? You're not really a tzaddik. Because on your way up to Tiferet, that long hill, the arduous hill, you were saying some things that it was clear you ain't no tzaddik. And you're talking about these friends, how we're going to celebrate after. You're no tzaddik. Says the Gemara, it's a safek kedusha. Says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, what do you mean Suffolk Kedushin? The guy's not a tzaddik. He's a rush. His friend, the Edim, can be Ma'ayin. This guy, I'll tell you exactly what he said right before. Shema Yahare B'tshuva. Maybe he had thoughts of tshuva. I was just thinking, Nebuch Lo Aleinu. 9/11 just passed. What a horrible day in history. Very, very difficult day. So you have the, probably Time Magazine had this photographer who took one of the award-winning pictures, if you could call it that, called something like The Man Fallen. The Falling Man. Close. And, hey, you're not him. Okay. The Man Fallen. Falling Man. And it's that picture, you've seen it. It's so horrible of the decisions that people had to make. They were going to be burned to death. So there's all the famous Shaila and Halacha. There's a whole really interesting Halachic of what happened to the wives because they didn't find body parts of v'chulu. An amazing, great Rabbanim were done that. But the question is, what if a person commits suicide? Not in this case. A person jumps off a building. So isn't the Halacha that you're not allowed to bury them in a cemetery? Or excuse me, you bury them on the side? Most poskim don't agree with that today. Why? Because when he was going out of the building and he was on floor 100, already by floor 99, he's like, oh my God, this was not a good idea. He doesn't have a parachute. Shema Yahara B'tshuva. He's jumping off the bridge. Shema Yahara B'tshuva. What does this Gemara have to do with what we just spoke about? It has everything to do with it. Says Rav Aaron, here's the Chiddush. Here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the moment that I'm Yahar B'tshuva, the moment that I think to myself, the moment I say, I'm an Ashani Tzaddik, and for a moment I say, you know what, I do want to be a Tzaddik. It's not really such a lie. He says, you change your name from Shem Tzaddik to Shem Rasha. From Shem Rasha to Shem Tzaddik, excuse me. There's only two choices here. Yesterday's lessons from the Lev, go online, you could hear about it. I quoted a beautiful idea the Gemara talks about also in Rosh Hashanah. It says that there are three books open on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara on, I don't know, let's call it Tet Zayin and Levet. Pretending like I'm Rosh Hashanah. Maybe through, you know, half a line down. Yeah. There are three books open. Book one, Sifrei Chaim, Tzadikim. Book two, the opposite. Rishayim, Nesim, and three, the Benonim. Undin v'tloyim. We're all here today, Rabbi Yisai, because we ain't one of those. We're the last level. We're not Rishayim, thank God, Gemurim, and we're not Tzadikim Gemurim. So we have something called the Seres Yom Tshuva. We have overtime. Hashem has given us this opportunity because we're undin v'tloyim. We don't know. But Rabbeisai, what does that mean? So the question that was asked, I asked yesterday, I'm going to use it in a different way, use it with this Dvar Torah. There aren't really three books that are open according to the Gemara. They should say there are two books open. Why? Because there is no book of Beinonim. Why aren't there any book of Beinonim? Because you're either one or the other. At the end of the day, when Yom Kippur's over, you should feel amazing because you just became a tzaddik. God doesn't put you down as Beinonim. He says, he's a Beinonim, but I'll just let him go this year. No, you're either a tzaddik or Rasha. You're either going to die or you're going to live. There's no in between. You might get a surim. Yes, that's true. Chas v'shalom. Do you hear this? It's a good star question. So we gave an answer for it. Ayin on why you don't. But that's what we're saying over here. I didn't correctly quote, so I want to quote right now the Alter Mistelblatko. Oh, wow, what he says. What does it mean that a person is omen vitoli? Really, he's hanging in the back. He's hanging for these days. What does he say? He's mamish hanging. Listen to this, guys. He's hanging like a noose. You know that we don't do this anymore. But you know, I was telling someone, I was thinking of the Eli Cohen Nebuch, the story of the great spy who died al Kiddush Hashem, and he was caught. I can't imagine those moments when the noose go over you and the chair is there, and any second they're about to kick the chair. The Alter Sefaka says, you know what he says? I'm sorry, the Alter Mikelm, you should correct me. The Alter Mikelm says, you know what it is? That's the Saras Mechufa. You have a noose around your head. Because you all know that you're not tzaddikim. And the decision is, should I kick the chair or not? If you realize that this week, that's where you are now, there is a noose around your head, and God's deciding whether or not to kick the chair around, oh, you would act much differently. You wouldn't say, oh, Rav Hartstein, forget about it. Rav Udi's going to come in like 50 minutes. It's okay. We don't have to listen to you. You say, no, I want to be a tzaddik. And I'm telling you, it's so... I don't want to say... Excuse me for saying it's so passionate. You just got to change your name. Not physically, Rav Aaron says. The Ram is not a stira. Of course you have to think about what you did before. You say, well, how don't I do it again? And the moment that you make that... You say that, and you try, the Rabbanu Shalom says, wow, that's amazing. And that is what Rav Asher Weiss spoke about. That is why Shabbat Shuvah. That is why the first Pesukim is. What? Shuvah Yisrael? Ad Hashem Elokecha. We spoke at a Rav Kook a few weeks ago. What, right? It's very interesting. It's from a few weeks ago's Parsha, but this Shuvah talks about, it says, Ad Hashem Elokecha. The word Ad is what? Until. Maybe the idea is, try. Rav Kook says, the word Ad Hashem Lekecha is, there are two types of tshuvas. There's a tshuva gemura, and we won't have to be here now because we would be tzaddikim, gemura. You have to do complete tshuva. Look at the Rambam. Just read Perek Bet. It ain't easy. But then there's the Ad Hashem. Do something. Change something in your life. And then it says, Kichu Yimachem Devarim. Rav Asher Weiss says, beautiful idea. He says, it's just a Rashi. What does it mean? Take with you a pekalach. Some mitzvah, some isim tovim, take with you. Isn't that amazing? What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Hashem isn't asking all or nothing. We think that sometimes. That's not true. Just shinoi shem. Change the makom, change the place, be different. In a way, I'm preaching to the choir because you guys all are here for this reason. You're a very small percentage of who was in Shana Aleph, right? Who decided who I'm going to come back. Okay, it's a larger percentage than years past, but still, nonetheless. I assume most of you, I hope all of you, I'll even include all of Leil L'Chayal in this, did it because I want to make a change in my life. Not a physical change. I'm going into the army because I want to lose weight. A real change. A spiritual change. I want to change myself. I was listening on the radio back from shul this morning, an interview with a journalist. I came in the middle, so I can't tell you who it is, who came to write a negative article against the Jews that go to Uman. He is not religious, and he was going to write this article. 2016, he goes there, and he's shocked what he sees. He says the Ahava and the lave He says, Lo hayiti b'chayim lev. I didn't understand what it was to have a heart. It's a different Jewish people, he says. And he goes, not only did I not write that negative article, 2 years later I'm now 100% firm. And he tells over now, he starts taking other journalists there who aren't religious, says, you got to see this, you're not going to believe what's going on there. As he pointed out, you got to be looking for the right thing. There are other areas you can fall to that's not good. But that's exactly it. Your job in the next 6 days is a very simple job. It's very simple. I hate to say it, so chutzpahdik. There is me a tshuva. I just told you you're hanging in the balance. Make significant changes that are not too big changes. They're not the New Year's resolution stupidity of, you know, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, or I'm going to stop smoking like this, or I'm going to finally get off marijuana. But I'm going to gradually do something. That's what tshuva is. I have a problem with getting up in the morning, so I set another alarm. I set an alarm. I have a chavrusa who wakes me up. I'm doing something dramatic and saying to God, I want this. I'm not a spectator. This is the time where you say, I want to be a player in the game. You know, we always joke, you go to the game and you talk about, oh, I can't believe we lost. How did we lose? I mean, I saw the whole, I can't believe we, you didn't do anything, you loser, except waste $175 and another $75 on drinks and hot dogs. It's not you. You didn't play. That's watching. As my son so beautifully put it, we davened in two different shuls on Rosh Hashanah. We davened in the yeshiva on the second day, and the first day we davened in another minyan. And the first minyan, I'm sorry to say, report, even though it had an unbelievable shofar blow. It's beautiful. Davening started at 7 and ended about 11 a.m., right? Right? Yeah, so there, of course, were people who were like, yes, awesome. Like, what are you doing now for 8 hours? Okay. And then we went to the yeshiva for the second day. And we said, azai davening. That's davening. And that wasn't crazy. We got out at 1 o'clock. Eh? It's a difference. You know what the difference is, my son said? Beautiful Yaakov Hartstein, you get a shout out. Yaakov says, the difference is, the first minyan, we were spectators. We were watching the chazan. It was the show. Everybody's like, yeah, everybody knows. But every so often, somebody would clap, okay? And every so often, you know, be, oh, now responsibly said, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. And then here, you're all part of a team, right? We're all in it. Rabbenji said this before when he gets up from Musa. He says, you got to join me. You got to be part of the team. You're on the team. Suit up. That's the difference. You're on the team, now you have to decide what that means. What changes I'm going to make? Not huge changes. Don't say something, you know, don't pretend this is, you know, Simchas Torah. Okay, now we're going to do for the first, so we're going to do all of Shas Mishnayas. And you know, the other guy's like, wants to be really cool. Shas Mishnayas, two times. You know, like, okay, you're never doing anything. Okay, how many Dapi Gemara can you do? And the one guy's like, 400,000. There is no such thing. What are you talking about? You know, even Rav Meir Shapiro was like, whoa, that's too much, you know? The first two psukim of Shabbat Shuva is so inspiring. Just Ad Hashem Elkecha, try. You don't have to do complete Shuva, God says. And Kichulam, come with something, a little bit. Rav Asher Weiss is a great example. Right, I'm gonna now not use the example. Embellishment will end with this. But the same idea. The Malach comes to the Rebbeinu Shalom and he says, "Kichulam, whoa, he's got Dvar." I pointed out to the boys yesterday, not on tape, about this kid who, this is such a crazy story, I'm sure it's not true. I mean, I just saw the video on YouTube. He died 2 years ago, the boy. He was in his grandparents' house, went upstairs, went into some sort of shock, and he died. And his grandparents only found him X minutes later. He was revived, and now he's alive. And now he tells the story of when he was dead. And it was all over the press, happened like 2 years ago. And he tells vivid stories, and the Gedolim, some, say this is a little bit crazy because this is exactly what they describe in the Sfarim HaGedolim. There's no way this kid would have known it. But one of the scariest part, whether it's true or not, I can't tell you, but he talks about, so scary, when he goes up to the Olam HaEmes, and there are different Malachim who do it, and there are Malachim who come with trucks, with Averis. And they're putting it on that big scale, and the Averis going on. Imagine that. And what is, and he comes and he's bichudechem devarim. He's got a little satchel, a little bag. And the Rebbeinu Shalom turns to the Malach, who's got all the stuff, all the Averus. And you're holding the sack, here's the difference. The kid holding the sack is his son. And the Averus guy, it's a Malach, very nice, but it's a Satan. Stop it already. You know, that annoying kid. It's an annoying kid. He's like, yeah, but look what he goes, I know, but he's my son. And look, he did something. The look at him. That's what Hashem wants from us. I want you to remember one thing, Yom Kippur. Just remember this. Just give me some zechuyos, because I need them. Just remember one thing. Avinu Malkeinu. Before he's Malkeinu, he's Avinu. Before, we're going to scream out Avinu Malkeinu. Think of the words. He is my dad. Avinu Malkeinu. Malkeinu is the scary one. Avinu is my dad. No matter what you do in your life, you can have the scariest fathers in the world. Ultimately, he's your dad, and you can negotiate and get good things, or at least talk to your mom to do it for you. But you know what I mean. Ultimately, he's your dad. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. The greatest gift we have on Yom Kippur is Avinu Malkeinu. And he says, just do something. Show me that you care. That's what Hashem asks of us. Shinu Shem. Don't physically change your name, but do something different. And with that, Amir Hashem, we should be zoichet to chasiv v'chasim ha'toyv v'la'al t'chaim v'shalom for all of Klal Yisrael, for all the world. We represent the world. There should be only good things for the world, for those who, of course, deserve good things. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us a gemar chasim ha'toyv in the ultimate form of hearing the real shofar of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu.